look horrible, do I?
No, not at all.
Okay. All right.
Hi, guys. This is Julie, and this is Semi-Balanced. I have a super special guest with me. I don't know if you remember a couple weeks back, I had Natalia Ingram on, and she introduced me to this wonderful lady, Amber Whitaker, and she is Better World Design, and she helps women that were sex trafficked am I correct in this? You can correct me if I'm wrong. Find better jobs. Am I correct in that?
So actually the company I work for, they employ them. So, okay, I'll take over. So yes. Hi everyone. My name is Amber Whitaker, and I know Natalia from a future or actually a past, present and future mentor of both of ours, because we are both working with the same mentor. So, she's our coach that we learn from. So, Natalia actually is my daughter's life coach. Like, she helps my daughter Brooklyn go through like different skills that she needs to learn to like overcome her womanly kind of changes, you know. Yeah. And besides the fact of us all going through this COVID, Natalia is helping Brooklyn go through all of that properly. So with that being said, that's how I know Natalia. And she is a absolutely amazing woman who is going to help so many women out there. And I can't even explain how blessed we are to know her.
Yes,
So my name is Amber Whitaker. I am from Northern Wisconsin. Up north in Wisconsin. So we don't have much around here to do. We don't have, it's not a big city or anything. It's very little here. And so my husband, he owns a small business. It is called Nanka Computer Technology Solutions. And he does computer work for people. He does like IT. He does like their point of sale systems, their surveillance systems. He hooks you up with all of that. Okay. So when I first met this man, I had no clue how to do any of this stuff. Okay. I was lucky to even know how to start my phone. Like, no joke. And he literally like threw me in his office and had me start answering the phone for these clients. And this man is so talented. Like, he has so much talent, and I felt over drained. Like, all the talent was on him. And where's his wife's talent, you know, or at the time, his girlfriend. Well, and it was funny because he kept calling me wifey, and I'm like, James, you know, your clients think that we're like married and we're not, you know? And he's like, well, we're going to be. And I said, yeah, but you can't lead your customers to think that we are already. So needless to say, that's how we ended up getting married, because I sat him down. I'm like, if we're getting married, we're going to get married on July 7th of 2019. And he's like, okay. And that's exactly what we did. Exactly what we did. I wrote it down on a board, and it sat on that board for 3 years. And that was the day that we got married. Uh-huh. So anyways, long story short. So he has a small business, and I felt drained, like, him overpowering me, and where's my womanhood, you know, in this sense of marriage. And so I was like, you know, I'm really good with customers and people. So I'm just going to go and do my own little thing. I'm going to go waitress, and I'm going to go back to my old job. So I go back to my old job as a casino waitress in our small town area, you know. And during that time, my husband already started like gaining like triple the clients. Well, then boom, all of a sudden COVID hits, and we get furloughed, and I'm home with all these kids. I'm like homeschooling kids. I don't even know how to do my ABCs and 1-2-3s myself, let alone homeschool. Like, I did not sign up to be a teacher. This is why I send my kids away, right? This is why I drop you off at school every day so the teachers can do their thing. Well, all of a sudden I'm overwhelmed. I'm in this big panic. What am I going to do? I'm jobless. My husband's busy. I never see him, and I don't know how to do his stuff. So, you know what I mean? So I'm like in this big panic. What am I going to do? You know? So a mutual friend of mine, her and I do a lot of different things for the different counties and different towns around here. Through the chamber and whatnot, the different stuff for the different towns. And one of the things that we do is we do a yearly chalk fest. And she's a great friend of mine, absolutely a phenomenal woman. She helps people get through the grieving of their loved ones and yada, 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 so on and so forth. So she introduces me to this party she's going to have online, you know, and I'm like, well, sure, I'll go to this party you're having. And, you know, it's called Better Way Designs. And I know nothing about it, never heard of it, never seen anything about it. No, don't know nothing about it. So I hop on and I start scrolling, you know, and I'm like, what are these people doing? They're going to help these women get out of sex trafficking. They're going to give them work. This is amazing. I want to learn more. Well, then every day for the next couple of days, you learn a little bit more about the company. Right. And it's like a 7-day long period of this party, and every day online, it's, you know, different things that they're going to show you, you know. Then all of a sudden this lady named Jess Touche, she gets on the very last day and she starts introducing like the products and telling us more about the women. And you can see like this just giant glow in this Jess's face. Like, she's so excited to be able to, like, her work is giving these women work. And so I call my friend Audrey immediately. I'm like, Audrey, I want to do this. And she's like, really? She's like, no way. And I'm like, yes, I do. I want to hop on this. And, you know, and at first, like, I kind of thought it was going to be like an MLM, reselling these different products, you know, and the big head honcho is the one that's making all the money. Right. No, this is completely, completely different. These people are, well, not to bring up anything about religion or anything, but these are Christian people that are full blown into helping these women. So what they do is there is seven different companies in 11 different countries. And what they do is they seek out these women that they know that needs help. And if these women want to help themselves, then they will work for this company. They make these products and I sell these products. They've already gotten paid for, like, it's just like a job. Like, just like I'm going to go in and I'm going to put this flower pot together for Walmart. And while I'm getting my hourly pay from Walmart to make these, it's just like that. Exactly like that. Like, these women have the different products that they need to make. They make these products. They get their weekly paycheck. They get a tangible pay for whatever we make. Like, they are learning new trades to get back on their feet. Here's the thing though. Everything is handmade by these women. Most of our fabric, in fact, I can almost say all of our fabric is recycled material. A lot of it is recycled sari material. I don't know if you know what that is.
No, but I don't.
Okay, so I didn't know what sari material was either. And I was saying it sari at first because it is S-A-R-I. Oh, so I would pronounce sari. Yeah. So, you know, the women in like Bangladesh and whatnot that have to wear all of the clothing.
The headset, yeah.
The body. Okay. So the material that was deemed no good anymore, that they do not want anymore, that they were just going to throw away, Better Way Designs has created these different products out of that material. They have recreated, this is just one item. I have hundreds and hundreds of items around my home. So they have recreated these different products out of that material. This is actually called the canthus stitch. It's a straight stitch. Now I'm going to tell you, when these women come out of sex trafficking, they have a lot of problems. Some have PTSD. Some are coming off of drugs. Some are just completely traumatized. Well, PTSD, that is traumatized, right? Yeah. And some of them can't even hardly use their hands properly. So a lot of their Brooklyn, can you please go grab me one of my blankets? A lot of their sari material that they are working with, like when they make a blanket, they're just ripping it Can you imagine like being so stressed and trying to get rid of your stress and ripping something and just, and then you're going to make this beautiful product out of this rip
out of it. Oh my God. Yeah.
And then some other woman out in the world is going to express the fact that, hey, these women are no longer in sex trafficking. They are going to get on their feet. They get health care, child care. They get to be back on their feet in a normal lifestyle, bringing in the money to support their family. So like one of their products is called the Sari Chunky Knits. This is a blanket. Now, okay, so you think, well, it's got holes in it. How does it keep you warm, right? No, this is the warmest blanket you will ever have.
It's the same if you do crochet. I crochet, so I totally get it. Like, it has holes in it. It's still going to be warm.
Yes. So, okay, so this blanket is by nature going to be heavy. And you know how, like, some of the children with autism, they need a heavy blanket at night, like the weighted blanket? This is already going to be heavy weighted by nature because of the fabric that it's made out of. And like I said, you see holes, but these holes, honestly, it's the warmest blanket I've, this was actually my very first blanket I received. And I've been in with the business now for almost a year. It's 1 month shy of a year. So I also want to express the fact, if I can find the end of this blanket, the women who create these products on a lot of the fabric products, like all of our chunky knit blankets, all of our bags on the inside will have their name on it. And all of our chunky knit blankets on the side of it will have the woman's name who created it. It will have the name in the country that it came from, which the blankets come from Bangladesh. So it'll be, their name will be written in Bangladesh and English. So actually Lucky, the woman named Lucky made this blanket. She's made a lot of my products actually. And you can see it's going to be right on the end of the blanket. So the countries are like Asia, Bangladesh. I want to be correct on all this. So I'm going to go grab my book so I can be fully correct on this.
Okay. Just a tiny break, guys.
So it's India, Bangladesh, Thailand, Pakistan, Asia, Nepal, Bolivia, Middle East, but they're not going to disclose that spot, that part. Some places in the United States, and some places in the United States. So these women have been given a whole new life. They are getting out of the brothels of sex trafficking and starting their whole life over. So I sell these products for these women. Some of the products are like hair pieces. They have coffee. They have coffee cups. We now have tea. I showed you some of the bags, the blankets. We sell jewelry. Jewelry. These are like my favorite ever. So I don't remember which ones these are. Oh yeah, the Margot. Okay. These are made out
they're
of
beautiful. Resin. Yeah.
Aren't they beautiful? There's hundreds and hundreds of items in these catalogs. And this is the stuff that I make. And it comes in each section of like in my book has the different products and which country these products come from. So that is what I do.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is such a, now how did you come across this? Like you literally just fell into this job just like that?
I literally just fell into it. Like, I honestly didn't know what I was going to do. I was sitting home and I did this party with my friend and I was like, well, I want to have a party. I want to join these people, you know? And that's exactly what I did. And now it's been almost, it's one month shy of a year that I've been working with them. And so when I very first started, I thought, oh, I just want to help these women. And honestly, I'm still learning how to make it sound a little differently because it is not a charity. This by no means is a charity. These women are making a tangible profit, tangible money, starting their life over. They've already made this product. I am just going to sell the products that was given to me. I'm going to sell it. And each item has, okay, this is where, how you can explain it better. Like for instance, this chunky knit blanket takes 18 hours to create. So I've just gained, if I sell this product, I've just gained 18 more hours for this woman to work. Okay. So when I very first started talking about it, to me, it even kind of sounded like a charity. But I was coming more, it was coming out more or less like a charity, and it is not a charity. Like by no means, these women are not a charity by no means. Like this company has already purchased all of these products. The women are just making more, and I'm just out there to sell these products. So at first I just thought, well, I just want to help these women. Well, then the more and more I got into it, I realized that there was more inside to me as to why I was helping them. I too was in a sexually abused situation, and it traumatized me in many more ways than I realized. And so by me helping these women, it was helping myself as well, like recover from it.
Right.
So yeah, and it basically did just fall in my lap, and I think it worked out perfectly because the first, well, when we were on furlough and jobless, the first few months, it was blowing up. Like it was blowing up. And then all of a sudden I went back to work and everything kind of like stayed very quiet, and I didn't sell as many products. And now, right now I'm in the transformation of like going back to work with my husband and quitting my other job. So now I'm getting back into the routine of like selling my Better Way stuff again. And so I guess basically it was more or less a blessing.
Yeah. That was a blessing.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure. Yeah. Wow. That is an amazing story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a long story, but I wanted you to really understand.
Yeah. Now, do you have like products that you can like in magazines that you can like distribute or?
Yep. So I have my own website link, and then I can put it, download it with this, the podcast, or where would I load it for you?
I'm going to have you promote everything, and I'm going to link it up in my show notes.
Okay.
I will make sure that I link it up in the show notes underneath your episode, but I want you to promote this as much as you can, because
right.
I truly believe that these women need that fresh start. You know, like it's a blessing for everybody.
Right.
So, yeah, what I want you to do is you can go ahead at the end of the episode. I'm going to have you just promote yourself, like pimp yourself out as much as you can. And then email me everything you want linked in the episode, and I'll link it with the show notes.
Okay. Yep. So I also have Freedom with Heart VIP group. So if anybody wants to join on that group through Facebook, they're more than welcome to.
Okay.
So I'll give you that link too.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then they'll be able to see the different products in the catalog that I have. And a lot of the products I already have on hand also, so I can sell through. If they want to buy off, well, I consider it my table. If they want to buy off my table, that would be fine too.
Okay, that's fantastic. Yeah, absolutely. If you could just give me everything that you have, how we could get the products, how we could help out in any way.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that way my listeners can also, you know, because they're going to want to help too. So,
right.
More people we get it, you know, and I'm just going to ask, you know, at the end of the episode, I'm going to ask any of my listeners to share it with a friend, because I want this to literally, if this is one to go viral, I want this one to go viral.
Okay, so one way that is the best way to be able to help and make a difference is by hosting your own party. So like I would help you host your own party, say for instance, if anyone's interested, and we would make a day, and then I would make a group on Facebook, and it would just be kind of like, it's almost like a Pampered Chef kind of party, or like, you know, like an Arbonne kind of party. Like each day I give a little bit of information about these women and the company and the business, and I show products little by little, and it lasts anywhere between 5 to 7 days. And then, like I said, because each product is linked to an amount of hours, our goal is to make hours of work for these women. So each party that's hosted is where we make our most profit.
Okay.
And then you also get your credits for being able to help host your party. So you would get host rewards, and you could get different products from my catalog at a cheaper value or a cheaper price.
Okay. That sounds fantastic. Yeah, I may hit you up on that. I may want to host a party. So
yeah,
I just,
that would be fun.
Yeah, that would be fun. Wow, this is just amazing. I have never, when she told me about, I was like, she what? I'm like, I get me in touch with her. I have to know more. So this is,
it's very unique, isn't it?
It really is. Now, how was the company, was it founded to help just like?
So it was actually, it started off as a brick and mortar store. Okay. And then it ended up being more like an MLM selling business. And then new owners named Beth George had purchased or bought the company out. And then this is where it landed. This was her idea of expanding it and bringing it to a whole nother level.
Growing it. Yeah, nice. So she did a great job. I'm impressed. Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to ask you a series of maybe 10 questions. They're just like kind of, you know, healing questions, things to, you know, get to know you a little better. What is the greatest lesson that you've ever learned?
The lesson? Probably being a parent, but it's more or less, it's not really a lesson because I'm still learning.
Right. Like mine was forgiveness. I've gone through a lot, like I said, in my life. It took a lot, and it was just a process. And what I realized was forgiveness, it just doesn't stop. You don't forgive once and be like, okay, we're cool. It's like a continuous thing as you heal and the pain goes away.
So I would have to say moving on then.
Okay. That's a good one. Okay. So in your life journey, what are you learning now?
I'm learning to be more patient.
Ooh, that's a good one.
I'm learning to listen versus speak because I'm a talker. And I always felt like I had to have the last word. So I'm learning to listen because there's a lot more that people are saying just by talking. And I never realized it until recently in life.
That's a very good one. Yeah. I think mine is being present, being in the present moment. I sometimes... I'm always go, 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 go.
Yep, I am too. I'm constantly on the go. And actually I actually have to stop and remember to like take time for myself.
Yeah. So yeah, just kind of being in the present and enjoying what is there right at that moment and being aware. Yeah. Cause sometimes we just let it just slip by and it was there the whole time. We just, you know, we were too busy. So
right.
That's what I'm doing now. How has failure shaped your life?
Failure, I failed at a lot of things in life, and it has taught me a lot of things in life. Even when I was failing at the time and I thought that I wasn't, looking back now and realizing how many things I failed at. I am actually 36 years old with 6 children, 3 different fathers, and I've been married 3 times.
Okay. Yeah, you've been around the block.
Yeah. So, yeah. My husband now is actually in the process of adopting my youngest son. Mm-hmm. He's not here right now. My baby Gavin is not here right now, but he honestly thinks that James is dad. He knows no different. So we like to keep it that way. And my daughter and my 2 sons, they see their father regularly. And my first 2 children go back and forth between me and their father also. I've learned a lot in life. I wouldn't even know where to begin, to be honest with you. Like, I've lived a really, 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 really long life in a very short period of time. No joke.
Right. I mean, that just means that your soul, I mean, you're just going to be a very wise soul. Like, you're, and I just believe that when you have a hard beginning, your elder years, not elder, but you know,
when, yeah, right.
You become so much wiser, become so much easier, so much lighter, so much happier, so much more peaceful because you learned, unless you're still stuck saying, oh my God, all this stuff happened to me. But if you're saying, oh, it happened for me and look where I am, you know, now, if you're doing the to me, you may not be in that happiness, but yeah, I think it's for the best because that's the way I choose to look at life right now.
Yeah, that's the best way to look at life.
Yeah, totally. Who do you know that I should know? Now, this is the one where I got you.
Natalia, for sure, but we both know her. You need to know our mentor, our life coach. You need to know Shannon Rose. If you do not know Shannon Rose, you need to know her because she will inspire you and teach you how to move forward on talking to different people in your life and moving forward in your own business. You need to know Shannon Rose.
I will definitely look that one up. What have you read that I should read?
I will tell you. Hold on.
Okay.
In Pursuit of Love by Rebecca Bender.
Ooh, okay. That sounds
so. This is about a woman who got back on her feet and started a whole new life after being in sex trafficking for many, many, many years. And for a while, and she was also addicted to many drugs. Her firstborn daughter went through life with her through a lot of these different scenarios as she was going in her life transitions and stuff. And for a long time, Rebecca Bender thought that that was the life that she wanted. And she learned different when she found God and she is living a whole different life now. And if you look her up, you will see how fantastic she really is going.
Oh yeah. I'm definitely going to look that one up. That's a good one.
It's a beautiful book.
Oh, I'm excited.
It tells her whole entire triumph of being through the journey of sex trafficking.
That's definitely a book for me. How can I add value to you?
Well, you've already added value to me because you've listened to me, you've talked with me, you've learned about the company that I work for, and you've shown interest. So you've already been a value to me.
Oh, that's beautiful. Thank you. Okay. What has helped you the most in on your healing journey?
My children. My children have taught me so many lessons. Each one of them are all their personalities, and well, obviously they're all their own humans and they're all different, but each one of them have their own uniqueness about them. But yet if you stand there and watch, you can definitely tell that they all came out of me and that I'm their mother, because they all have a chunk of me in each one of them. Oh, and they have taught me more in life than I can honestly say older people and younger people are the smartest people you'll ever be in contact with.
That is true.
Remember the in-between people have no effing clue what they're
doing. Yeah, they don't.
When they're just doing it, we're just going by day.
Yeah.
But if you walk up to a 4-year-old and ask that 4- or 3-year-old a question, and they will tell you the truth. You walk up to an old person and you ask them a question, they'll not only tell you the truth, but they'll also tell you what not to do.
Right. That's true.
Two groups are the smartest in the whole entire world. So I can say my children and my grandmother, who just passed recently, a few months back, of lung cancer, stage 4. She taught me life lessons that I will never, ever, ever, ever forget.
Yeah. Kids are so smart. And you know, when they're young like that, they haven't let life hasn't scarred them.
Right.
And so they live the way we were intended to live. So careless and free and loving and trusting and just their heart wide open, and they're caring and giving, and you know, and then you see the shield gets put on as the years go on. And yep. That's what happens. We build this armor, and then it's like, by the time we get old, we just take it off and we're like,
yeah.
It's crazy. It's crazy. I just look at it. I'm like, God, we spent all those years building up this armor. Like, you know,
just let it go anyways.
Yeah. It's crazy. It's insane. What do you think is the first step to awakening your heart?
Forgiveness. Oh. You said it in the very beginning, forgiveness. You don't have to forget, but you do have to forgive in order to open your heart. And you have to be willing to change and learn.
Right. And give love to those who hurt you. Like, literally, that is part of the forgiveness, but it's hard. It is so hard sometimes. And it's like, yeah, I remember thinking, I gotta love these people. Like, you know, like, I can forgive. It's so easy just to say you're sorry, but you have to truly mean it from your heart. And you literally have to give them love in order to truly forgive them. And it's hard. It's hard.
Yep.
Yeah. So if you were given the opportunity to create a billboard that the entire world would see, what would it say?
Oh, that's hard.
That's hard?
Yeah. Thank you for life, maybe.
Thank you for life. Okay. I was expecting something different from you.
Really?
Yeah. You are all about, like, I just observe you. I'm very, I can read energies a lot. And you have a very glowing energy. And you're a go-getter. So I was expecting something like, you know, when life kicks you down, you know, pick yourself up, something like I was expecting. Yeah. the fighter in you to come out. Like, I just feel like you have this energy that just is like, you know, and so I was waiting for it. I'm like, okay, this is going to be a good one to ask her. And you're like, oh, it's tough. I'm like, no, it's not.
Yeah, tough. It was tough because I probably would say all kinds of different stuff, But if I had to say, mainly, I'm very grateful for life.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a good one. I like it. I like it. That is all I have for you today, but I want you to tell all my listeners how they can get a hold of you, where they can meet you, where they can help out. Like, please, this is
I will. Thank you so much, Julie, for having me on today. This was fun.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very welcome.
It was great meeting you.
Yeah, it was totally nice meeting you. And it's so funny because you're all like, you needed to go get your daughter's prom dress. And I was like, oh, I got a graduating daughter too. So I'm like, oh, totally understand. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, actually that was kind of a sad moment for me because my first daughter, Josie, she is like a tomboy. She would rather be carrying a gun and hunting. And so it was super hard to find a dress for her. And that wasn't camo because we all thought she would want a camo dress, you know? And she picked out a beautiful dress. It's like, it's red on the top and then it sways out and it's got roses on it. It's so gorgeous. And she looks so beautiful in it. Like, aww. I literally started crying. And we knew it was the dress for her immediately when she put it on because she came out and we're like, yep. Like we didn't even take a second look. We all said yes at the same time. And then she goes, good, because I want this one. And oh, we're like, good. So it was amazing to watch.
Oh, that's fantastic. My oldest daughter was like that. She was tomboyish and you know,
yeah.
I was like, oh boy. But it's just funny seeing her all dressed up in a dress where she like swore she was never. She's like, oh, mom, when you dressed me when I was little and you made me wear dresses, you know, like, and then she never wore them again. And then I was so used to seeing her like tomboyish. It was like, oh, look at you. You are.
I know. Right? It's crazy. Yes.
Yeah. That's, I was the same way. I was like, oh my God, look at you.
Yeah. She took my breath away. She really did.
Oh, that's great. Oh, that's amazing. But anyway, tell all my listeners, just please let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, how they can help out, where they can find everything. So go ahead.
Sounds good. I will.
Okay.
So you want me to link it in here, right?
Nope. I want you to tell everybody that you're going to share the link.
It's betterwaydesigns at amber.com. And I will link it in here or on Facebook. If you Heart to Freedom VIP,
okay,
Heart to Freedom. VIP. Okay. Yep. And then I can direct them. Or if you just want to contact me through my personal Facebook page, Amber Whitaker.
Okay. Okay, those are all very good. Now, I'm going to link it in the show notes when I publish this.
Okay.
So just, I'll go back and listen. But if you can send me, you know, whatever you would like linked up, I will link it in the show notes. And we will get people hitting
your
page up and hopefully helping. So, this has been super great. I'm so glad that we finally got to talk. This has been amazing. And I feel very glad and blessed that I got to meet you. So thank you very much for sharing your story.
Thank you very much.
No, you're very welcome. If I can do anything to help you out, like I said, I may host a party here. I just got to, right now, everything is just, feel like everything's exploding all at once. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like people want to come onto the podcast. I have like, I keep getting confused about time zones and stuff like that. And
oh, right. Like, yeah. Right.
It's crazy. Like I have this lady from Dubai coming on Saturday and it's like going to be like 4 o'clock her time, but 8 a.m. my time. Like it's insane. Like,
yeah, all the different time zones. It is.
Yes, I'm trying so. Yeah, I'm trying so hard, and I'm like, oh, do they not realize I'm not good at this to begin with? I'm like, okay, well, I really want this to, you know, help people, so I have to learn it. That's what I keep telling myself. I'm like, I gotta get through it and learn it, so it's okay. But yes, I will hopefully get to hosting a party, you know, shortly. And I will definitely get in touch with you on that. Then I'm going to link everything up for you, and we're going to really get everybody helping you out. Okay.
Okay. Sounds good.
It does sound amazing. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you, Julie. You have a good evening.
You're very welcome. You do the same. Bye-bye. Bye.